You're listening to the Warwickshire Business Podcast with yours truly, Miles Grant. So, hey, Lucy, thanks for joining us on the show. How are you today?
I'm feeling great. I've got that Friday feeling.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, Lucy, tell us, what is it you do for the benefit of those that don't know? And, you know, and then also, where did it start and how did you create it?
Okay, so I am the founder of a company called 3WH, which is short for What, When, Why, How, because okay. I initially started out as a coach, so I wanted to ask lots of questions, but very soon I realised that actually my strength was in leadership and team development. So I still do coaching, but I work with bigger teams. I always wanted to pass on kind of like some of the legacy of what some great leaders did for me, which was they invested in me, they believed in me. And because of that, I grew and accelerated so fast. So I kind of guess I wanted to give some of that back. So that's why I started the business. And that was my vision to help leaders be better leaders, I guess.
That's beautiful. I love that. And so with that said, because you talk about vision, what's your vision for your business in the years ahead?
Well, from a very selfish point of view, my business vision is to work more internationally so that I can go and travel around the world, see new places and have a global impact. So if I can go and travel and be paid to do it, then that's awesome. My business vision, though, in terms of what I want to do, I want everybody to live their best lives. And because of the experience I had through having inspiring leaders, I believe that if you have a leader that can help change your life, then it's just one stepping stone to, you know, absolute fulfillment. So I want to work with one leader at a time so they can start this like positive ripple effect.
Amazing. I love that. I love that about you. I'm curious, Lucy, I know you're very committed and passionate about learning. What's the best business book that you've read that you've come across?
You want me just to pick one?
All right, you're allowed. You can have two or three.
Okay, that's fabulous. Okay. So I would say the books that first really resonated with me were the Brené Brown. I'm sure a lot of people have come across her work. Yeah. She's just absolutely awesome. And she's a social scientist by background, and that's my background. And that's what I studied at uni. So that curiosity and questioning about why people behave the way they do, it just made so much sense to me. And so she really helps people understand what their blocks are and they're embracing their imperfection. So love that book. And then in terms of helping me form my business, there was a book by Patrick Lencioni. And he talks about leadership and team dynamics. So that really helped me form that business ideal. And it's actually now something I'm certified to deliver, which is the 5 Behaviors of a Cohesive Team, which is one of my most popular programs. In terms of actually how to run a business, I would have to say the Key Person of Influence book by Daniel Priestley took me on a very clear path, and highly recommend that book.
Amazing. What's really funny, for those of you that are listening to this, if you've listened to previous episodes, you may think there's a pattern emerging here, because I've got to tell you this, Lucy. Sonia, obviously, who was on the previous episode, said exactly the same 3 books.
No way.
She said exactly, she said Brené Brown, she said Patrick, forgive me, what was the surname?
Lencioni.
And obviously Daniel Priestley, she said the same 3 that you did, in the same order as well.
What's a real coincidence here is Sonia and I first met about 5 years ago, and she actually came to me as a client, and very quickly we realised that we were really connected in so many ways. So although our businesses are very different, we've actually gone on a very similar journey.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they say you become like the people that you spend time with.
That's totally strange, though.
That's really fascinating.
Okay, I'm going to add one more book in there just to be a bit different. And this was one of my personal development books. It's called A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And he's actually a Auschwitz survivor, and he's just got a very beautiful outlook. So there's another book to throw in to be different.
Yeah, that also is a phenomenal book, phenomenal. So I know that you've had, because obviously we know each other personally, I know that you value great mentors. Who have been some great mentors for you, and maybe what's some of the best business advice that you've been given?
Okay, well, my first mentor was my stepfather, and he was the manufacturing director for an automotive company. And from the age of 5 or 6 years old, he was coming home and talking about work. And then as I got older, he would start challenging me about, you know, what impact I'm going to make on the world, you know, talk to me about business issues, and really, yes, it was ingrained into me. And there was never any gender stereotypes or anything. He just absolutely believed in me. And then Miles Gibson was an amazing leader who I met probably when I was about 32.
Great first name.
Yeah, well, there you go. He's got a Y in his name, though.
That'll do.
But he was almost like a fatherly figure as well. He gave me some great advice, career advice as such. And he said, Lucy, he said, you need to learn to be patient. He said, because in this job, he said, take a year to observe and to see what's going on, a year to change it, and then a year to get bored. And actually, that was the best advice, even now running my business. It's just to say, actually, don't just run ahead straight away. Actually, just observe, notice what's going on, then change it, and then pivot if you need to.
That's beautiful business advice.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. What's been one of your biggest business lessons that you can think of?
So this one's only really come clear to me over the last year, I guess, because I've been in business 5 years now. And I would say it was niche as soon as you can. I first came across this concept of niching when I was doing my coaching qualification. And I completely rejected it because I wanted to serve everyone, change the world. My skills could help everybody. But I wasn't getting any clients because my message was trying to reach everybody. And it was so vanilla that actually it was impacting nobody. So now I've got super clear on who my ideal client is and what the impact I want to make. Business is booming. So niche early. And if you can't figure out your niche, get a coach.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Love that. Love that. What would you say are some of the quite obvious mistakes that you think businesses, big and small, are making when it comes to getting customers, keeping customers, staff morale, anything that kind of springs to mind that you think are kind of obvious mistakes that maybe a business owner hearing this may know this, but maybe isn't applying it? What do you think some of the obvious mistakes are that you see?
Well, it doesn't matter what role you're in, whether you're in sales, whether you're in marketing, whether you're working with customers. The biggest mistake people make is to forget that all you are is a human being connecting to another human being. And this is a lesson that I teach in my work with leaders, to say they're not employees. They're not payroll numbers, they are human beings. And I think this is where a lot of people get it wrong in their sales. How many times have we all had LinkedIn requests and the next thing you know is somebody trying to sell to you? Mm. Think, no, come on, let's have a conversation. Let's get to know each other first. Connect at a more human level and life will be so much easier for you.
That's beautiful. Really common sense, but really not common practice. I love
absolutely that. And especially when you know you're fixated on finding the profits, watching the margins, you forget that actually it's not all about the money. The money follows the relationships. It's and people get it in reverse. They chase the numbers, and it's completely the wrong way around.
Great advice. Lucy, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this? So like maybe what did you want to do when you were a kid? If it's different from what you do now, what do you think you'd be doing if you weren't doing the amazing work you do now?
Well, I reckon it's quite linked to my vision, because I probably want to be a travel writer. I always wanted to go off and explore the world and tell stories and share experiences. I didn't become a travel writer because that just wasn't an option to a kid in rural Herefordshire. but now I can still travel and tell my experiences. But yeah, maybe there's there'll be a podcast of Lucy in 20 years' time following my explorations.
I like it. I would be a listener. I would subscribe to that straight away. Brilliant. Well, Lucy, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today. How can listeners connect with you? Because there's inevitably going to be people that hear this and think, I want to connect with Lucy. I'd love to have a conversation with her. What's the best way for people to connect with you after listening to this?
Well, you can find me on LinkedIn or Facebook under Lucy Barkas. That's Barkas. And to my knowledge, I'm the only one in the world, so I'm easy to find. But you can also follow my business pages. I'm everywhere. And you just got to search 3WH.
Amazing. Lucy, pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed it, feel free to hit share. There should be a button somewhere where you can share the show with your friends, colleagues, family members, cats. Maybe that's just me. But feel free to share the show and we'll see you on the next one. Be sure to hit subscribe as well so that you get notified of future episodes. Have a great day.